I was just thinking, here it is, the end of the liturgical year, so to speak, and we're celebrating the kingship of Jesus. And I was thinking, when one hears or sees the word king, we kind of usually associate that with royalty, nobility, you know, crowns and jewels, you know, like Prince William and Princess Kate, King Charles of England, or even the famous mythological King Arthur. You know, we think of triumphant processions and long flowing robes and magnificent castles and court ceremonies with lots of pageantry. You know, like the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace or royal weddings, all that kind of pageantry. But today I think the big question is, was Jesus a king? In essence, that's the same question Pilate is asking Jesus. Are you a king? You certainly don't dress like one, nor do you even act like a king. Where are your royal robes, your guards, your army? Is this the type of kingship, a kingship of the world that values power, wealth, honor, pleasure? Is this the kingdom that Pilate is making reference to? Of course, the answer is no. In fact, we find Daniel saying the earthly kingdoms, regardless of how great and how powerful they may be, eventually meet with destruction or an end. So what then is this new kingdom, the one that is being proclaimed by Jesus? Is it the kingdom of God to which Jesus speaks, which values sacrificial love, forgiveness, compassion, humility, service? According to the reading from Revelation, Jesus is the one who will rule over all kingdoms. And it is Jesus whose coming will draw together the beginning and the end. Because Jesus is the one who came into the world, came to us to testify and personally personify the truth. And the truth to which Jesus testifies is very simple. As the gospel informs us, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Internally, Jesus rules in our hearts. He is the center, the focus, the king of our lives. And that calls us to listen, somehow to pay attention to him. Because it is God's desire for us to realize that we are part of one another. We are not alone. And that God loves each and every one of us with a passion which must include our love and our care for one another, but also care for the earth that we walk on. And the Eucharist gives us that strength, gives us that power to heal and unify, to forgive and to bind us together as a Christian community. So if we've gathered this evening to celebrate a king in magnificent robes, gold crowns, a spectacular court, triumphant processions, we won't find one. Instead, we celebrate a king who comes to us in simplicity and humility. A king who is ushering a new kind of kingdom. It's a kingdom of converted hearts, a kingdom of people who are striving to live in peace and justice without violence, a king who overthrows sin through love, overthrows violence through peace, and injustice through mercy, a king who simply offers us truth and love. And when we are ill, imprisoned, abandoned, forgotten, naked, hungry, thirsty, handicapped, elderly, lonely. Christ is truly close to us. And when we exercise the simplest corporal and spiritual works of mercy, Christ is truly present in us. And God can be more alive in this world if we would just reach out, not only with material goods, but with a smile, a kind word, a gentle hand, a welcoming hello, however we are able, not only to those who are less fortunate than us, but also to our own family, our own friends, our own community, our own neighbors. Do we really reach out to others? Or are we afraid for what we can give them? Are we blinded to God operating in our lives and in our world? I remember many times my grandmother would always remind me, she would say, you know, Paul, always remember the simplest acts of kindness is always worth giving. We're called to reach out and share what we can, share our time, treasure, and our talents with one another. Paul, she said, always make room in your life for other people. For when you do, then you are witnessing to the truth. You are proclaiming God's loving presence. You are living in the kingdom of God. So this evening, we've gathered to celebrate a king who is the center of our lives. Christ is king in our personal and in our corporate lives when we truly live out his directive. Whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do unto me. So that is basically we're being called this evening to live out what it really means to be loving, to be compassionate, to be a forgiving Christian. Witnessing to the truth, we're proclaiming God's loving presence. And when that happens, then Christ truly is our King and the King of our hearts.